You've tuned in to MentalEscher.net broadcasting
from within the hills of Silicon Valley.
MentalEscher.net and the Mental Escher Plural Media Group presents.
By the God about me.
You're listening to the Mental Escher Podcast, produced and distributed by the greater Mental Escher Plural Media Group. Welcome to the Mental Escher Matrix. You're listening to Cyberpunk Radio, a submask of the greater Mental Escher Plural Media Group. Cyberpunk Radio operates deep within the Mental Escher Matrix, transmitting from unknown locations, another pirate radio station. Please patronize our parent portal at mentalescher.net, the Plural Media Group.
Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio for August 11, 2005. Today, we present to you the many faces of George W. Bush.
Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you now Black Bush.
President Bush continues to make his case for an invasion of Iraq.
After carefully examining the region, me and my cabinet agree that that area is definitely ripe for regime change.
All right.
But if I can be real about it.
Be real, son.
Real?
Be real, son.
Try to kill my father, man.
What?
You play that.
Say word, he tried to kill your father, son.
That nigga tried to kill my father!
Word to everything we love, we coming to see y'all, son.
Meanwhile, President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair offered a spirited explanation for a possible war with Iraq.
This nigga very possibly has weapons of mass destruction. I can't sleep on that. Not on my watch. That's not how I roll. That shit is serious.
Now, if you don't want to take my word for it, why don't you ask Tony Blair? He got a whole nother set of intelligence. What's up, Tony?
We don't know much about this. We can't trust random niggas with things like that, as George so eloquently put it. I'm with him 100% of the way. We don't know what he has.
If the United States goes to war with Iraq, will it first have to provide evidence that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction? So far, the UN has found nothing. But President Bush counters with this.
The nigga bought aluminum tube! Do I need to tell you
what the f*** you can do with an aluminum
tube? Aluminum!
That don't scare you? Fine. I didn't want to say this. The motherfucker bought some yellow cake. Okay, in Africa. He went to Africa and he bought yellow cake.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure, bitch. I got the CIA right here. He'll tell
you. Are you sure? Are you sure? I can't believe you, motherfucker. You say
ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Huh? Me and Jeb just coming back from Africa.
Cradle him.
Cradle him, bitch. And this nigga out here buying yellow cake
from the motherland.
Are you sure it was yellow cake?
Y'all niggas don't believe me. I got some yellow cake right here.
Look, see, believe this?
Huh? Don't drop that.
No, I know what to do with it. Well, I got it wrapped up in this special CIA napkin.
Don't drop that. Yeah.
Yeah, hold on, Jeffy.
Pray to God you don't drop it.
Yellow cake.
Right.
A sensitive accusation for this administration is the theory held by many that the real reason the U.S. is so interested in toppling Saddam is control of the oil that Iraq is sitting on.
What about people who say you're only interested in the Middle East for oil?
What? Huh? Oil? Who said something about oil, bitch? You cooking? Oil? Oh.
President Bush met with UN Secretary General Kofi Annan and made it clear the U.S. will act even if the UN is reluctant.
UN, you have a problem with that? You know what you should do? You should sanction me. Sanction me with your army.
Oh, wait a minute. You don't have an army. I guess that means you need to shut the up. That's what I'd do if I had no army. I would shut up.
Kofi, and now you think I'm gonna take orders from an African? You might speak 16 languages, but you gonna need them when you in Times Square selling fake hats. And I know Gucci when I see it, nigga. I'm rich. I got a coalition of the willing. I got 40 nations ready to roll, son.
Like who?
Said that? Huh? Like who?
England. Japan's sending PlayStation.
Sankonia said they're willing to drop bombs over Baghdad.
Ricky Rao is coming.
Africa, Bambaataa, and the Zulu Nation. That means I am not doing this by myself, and I'm not disrespecting the UN, even though they don't got no army. Go sell some medicine, bitches. Trying to get that all. Oh,
visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we. We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile. Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists. Bring them on.
A new age has dawned, rising from the ashes of the innocent. My dead versus your dead, let's see who can get more militant. Blood for blood, pound for pound, an eye for an eye. My tribal goddess told me that I must murder or die. You killed 10 of mine, I must kill 10,000 of yours. Preemptively decapitate all those who dare to oppose. Shoot the motherfuckers now and ask questions much later. Terrorist freedom by the innocent bystander instigator. It don't matter, your ass is brown, you got a towel on top of your head. You pray to a foreign god, you pray to mine, or I'll shoot you dead. Patriot sidewinders, M1s and F-16s. The most beautiful display of destruction mankind has ever seen. I'm not an invader, I came here to liberate your people. Carpet bombing your mind so I can build my church steeple. Yeah, freedom and democracy, baseball and apple pie. Buy and consume or go bye, bye, bye. Now who the fuck do you think you are to go against my manifest destiny? I got a mandate from my God to smite all of my enemies. Look at me the wrong way, I'll put your ass on my shit list. What, you want some of this bitch? I'll take you for a ride with no witness. What would Jesus do? Fuck that, you know it's just the front to appease the Bible thumpers while I do what the fuck I want. Propagating propaganda, live in fear and I'll protect ya. I'll raise the terror alert and you know that I'm gonna check ya. What books do you read? Who do you talk to? Where you going? What's your habit? Give me all your information right now, what's your number? I gotta have it. Big brother ain't got shit on me, I got eyes in the back of your brain. My name is Super W and I come to bring you the pain.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
The usurping bastard child of an archaic plutocratic system. If it was something else, you would've missed him. Playing games with Poppy's cash, let's bankrupt the company, make bank all the options. Fuck the pension plan, fuck Aunt Millie, neck deep in corruption. Power to the people, no, the power belongs to the white men in the white collars. Gathering every single day to worship in the temple of the dollar. Mr. Greenspan, Mr. Greenspan, tell me which way the wind blows. And why are all these people jumping out of their fucking windows? Why are all these mothers crying for children that won't return? Their blood spilling in the desert while the city of Baghdad burns. The black blood that feeds the empire must never stop flowing. No price is too high, we must keep shocking and awing. It's the project for the new American century, the new world order. An empire disguised as democracy, prostituted and distorted. You think this shit started the day the towers came falling down? No, it's an old idea we've been munching on and kicking around. We've been waiting to scratch that itch for a long time in Mesopotamia. Even though we all know the hijackers were mostly Saudi Arabian. Pay no mind to the lies, the shell games and the deception. We're here to fight for your freedom, we're only here for your protection. I don't remember the Guadalcanal, Antietam, Normandy or the Mekong. I'm sending you and you never get to die like I'm on PlayStation Ghost Recon. Playing like I'm a Top Gun, mission accomplished on an aircraft carrier. Working hard every day to make the world scarier and scarier. A kinda gentler version of daddy, check this conservative's compassion. Read my lips, motherfucker, time for lights, camera, and action. This power trip shit gets me higher than back in the day doing cocaine. My name is Super W and I'm really fucking insane.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq, I don't know why you say that. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
I'm setting the stage for a show which you've never seen an equal. You thought 9-11 was tight, hold up, I'm getting ready for the sequel. Whatever the cost, whatever the price, to buy me 4 more years. A few more terror attacks, more lives, keep you living in fear. Call Rush, call O'Reilly, get on the phone with Mr. Hannity. Spin the web of deception so we continue with this insanity. Don't ask too many questions, deploy weapons of mass distraction. Prepare the foot soldiers, it's almost time to jump into action. The second coming of the rapture, the last holy crusade. I'm smiting infidels left and right, giving them a taste of my righteous blade. The power to destroy the world right here in the palm of my hand. I'm bringing eternal salvation by air, sea, and by land. With us or against us, only two roads that you could choose. The Almighty is on my side and there's no way that I could lose. It's the coalition of the sellouts, motherfuck the United Nations. I'm reading the Bible in my comp for my divine inspiration. The ultimate corporate state only dreamed of by Mussolini. In the innermost of the inner circles, rubbing elbows and sipping martinis. In bed with CEOs, Saudi princes, and Israeli ministers. I serve only them and follow their orders, no matter how sinister. I'm a schoolyard bully, give me your milk money and play my game. The only bastard on the planet getting by on his fucking last name. Can't even pronounce nuclear missile, but I know how to pull the trigger. Kick back and relax while the empire grows bigger and bigger. Fuck Genghis Khan, fuck Caesar, fuck Alexander the Great. I'm bigging all those niggas, this is the perfect fascist state. Don't mess with Texas, motherfucker, don't mess with me or I'll blow your brains. I'm Super Duper W, this is my world and my game.
my lawyer. He didn't bring that up to me. Bring him on.
This is a precious gift, what America is all about. Thank you.
People are safer.
With economic uncertainty all around.
This economy is strong. It is getting stronger.
And on the heels of a massive intelligence failure that led a nation to war.
You know, I think the intelligence I get is darn good intelligence.
For 4 years, George W. Bush has used the power of words to overcome insurmountable facts. When George Bush began his presidency, he and words had an uncomfortable relationship.
They underestimated the compassion
and other proliferators. You talk about subliminal.
Then, September 11th, 2001.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of it soon.
A country united behind its president and his suddenly powerful words.
The best way to protect a homeland is to hunt the killers down,
and we're going to smoke them out of their caves.
I couldn't imagine somebody like Osama bin Laden understanding the joy of Hanukkah.
America had one objective in the war on terror.
We'll get bin Laden
and bring him to justice,
dead or alive.
Unfortunately, bin Laden was a really good hider, and the president soon realized
the objective is not bin Laden.
Because
Saddam Hussein is a threat to peace. Saddam Hussein is a menace. You can't distinguish between Al-Qaeda and Saddam when you talk about the war on terror.
Could powerful words of association turn this into this? The president would need more words.
Saddam Hussein recently saw significant quantities of uranium.
Terrifying words.
Mobile biological weapons labs. Poison gas. Mustard gas. Torture chambers. Sarin nerve gas. Rape rooms. VX nerve gas. 50 tons of mustard gas at a turkey farm.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Scared shitless, the country rallied. And victory was proclaimed with words written and spoken.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. The United States and our allies have prevailed.
Strong words, but reality wasn't down for the count.
So we're making good progress in Iraq.
The president's words fought valiantly.
We're shutting down networks that trade in the means produce the technologies of mass murder.
But the facts were about to open up a second front.
The intelligence service believed that there were WMD. It turns out we were all wrong.
The facts were tightening the noose. It would be the president's words' greatest challenge.
The K report identified dozens of weapons of mass destruction related program activities.
The
Weapons of Mass Destruction related program activities. The president had courageously modified the war's justification.
We were right to go into Iraq.
Sometimes it's hard to tell it from here.
Listen to the filter.
So don't listen to the filter or the facts. Listen to the words.
The world is more peaceful and more free under my leadership.
I'm an optimist.
We're going to get attacked again.
George W. Bush. Because he said so.
Welcome to MentalMentor.net. Greetings, my name is Lane. Silly. Very, very silly humans. Are they so much smarter than we? Are they better than we? Tashi, naturally not an eye. Death Waster is smashing baby.
Bye-bye. I'm frightened. Bye-bye. I must go now. Bye-bye.